So, Freddy.
Yes.
Tell me, did I spell your name right there?
Yes, that's good.
So who are you here to talk about?
Jean Daniel, who was my partner. He died in 2021.
Okay, 2021.
Yeah.
Tell me his name one more time.
Yes, Jean Daniel, G, yeah, E-A-N, dash, Daniel, D-A-N-E-I-E-N.
Sorry, say the second part one more time.
D-N-I-E-N.
Oh, Jean Daniel.
Yeah. Yes.
And do you
want to
give his last name?
Okay, Arpin.
A-R-P-I-N.
A-I-N? Just I-N.
Oh.
Yeah. No problem.
And he passed in 2021.
Yeah.
That's very recent.
And he's born in 1979.
Okay. And, Do you know where he was born?
Pontigny, that is in Quebec.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about him.
About him.
No, what did you want to talk about today?
I thought it would be like to even ask, start with just a few words for him, and based on that, like, have a bit of memories about who he was. And how finally, in 2021, when he passed away, how he I think the pandemic or like was making him in a very isolated behavior or situation, but in some time like it came out with all the the trauma in a way of HIV, and but without directly speaking about it. And I think it's also this climate of isolation that was not helping him like to express. He was reconsidering everything, but also the starting point was like how he passed through this step at the time that he experienced being diagnosed like positive. And it was a case also when it was my for me, and it was like a no event, and but this silence around it was finally maybe weird but always positive. It was always like very joyful, and but not at the end. And his decision or like all that happened, the questions and mental health issues that can go with HIV. Mm-hmm.
And do you have kind of a favorite memory together
about him?
That's probably a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe probably his funny part, like for me, that's the thing that's so even how he passed away is just like jumping. It's so much him, like just okay, I finished high, and whatever like the situation was about, like okay, there is a joy to bring in, and. So yeah, it was someone like good to have around, and so intense at the same time, but so present. But the memories are so many when finally I go there.
How did you meet?
Sorry?
How did you meet?
We met in Montreal in the village. It's funny because we met first for a coffee at Second Cup, and then we went to the restaurant du village that finally, years after, his brother became the owner. And then it started very quick, like it's very intense from the first time, and then we but I was pretty new in Montreal at the time. I just arrived even in Canada like a few months before, and but when we met, like that changed both lives, and until the end, and even after, I would say. So yeah, it was. But finally, I discovered also all the let's say LGBTQ. Life through him, and even like the Canadian life, I would say, at the biggest there, and so a lot of good memories.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from France.
And his Jean Daniel, his passing, has it kind of changed your relationship with like HIV/AIDS awareness, kind of HIV/AIDS activism, like is it?
Oh yeah, I think I think a key point about that, I think it was disconnected of the being like so much maybe community oriented, but I feel, and even like in 2021, felt like it was, the community was so supporting, and I think when things can go wrong, it's good to know to who you can reach, and it was missing this part, I feel, and for me now, and it was already the case, but it was very important finally this part, this like the support of the community members, and even when we I watched recently some movies made by Samuel, and we see how like some stories can link together, and that helps also like to do not stay in a state of feeling isolated, and since your story can resonate in other lives, and from that, and you have the support that maybe is not in your family, or is not, and definitely was looking for it in this area when the support was definitely in some other areas that he couldn't see, and that's all frustrating in a way, but I would take it that. A learn lesson, and because it's also where we can be so vulnerable. He was so positive, and so he was hiding this dark part. When finally, this one can be open to the peers. Weirdly, it could be so supportive. But in putting away what was the reason of the problem sometimes.
So did he pass? He passed from HIV and AIDS.
Not exactly. He was HIV positive. But it's a not so good question, because he wasn't taking the medication at the end. So also his health was decreasing, and also the vaccination at that time like was completely connected with the treatment around HIV, and also the relationship with the doctors, and so it's related. Then it goes also with the topic of mental health, but it's all related with health, and HIV was part of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's great that you're telling the story. People need to hear about that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.